say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to a traveling spooky edition of Hysteria 51. Traveling because I'm not in studio, I'm not at home, so if I sound a little bit different, you can kiss ass. No, I apologize. So there is a nice thing about that. The bots aren't here. I am remote, so I'm coming to you not from the normal lower fourth dimension. We'll call this the side fifth dimension with a Zoom outreach to parts unknown, Colorado, to my good friend, my partner in crime, Mr. David Flora. How goes, sir?
Hello. Things have cleared up a lot here. I'm no longer sick. The fires are contained. We're all keeping on here.
The fires are contained. Those bastards. I'm sorry. I know you. I know you work so hard on those fires.
I doubt they're out, but they're at least contained.
Man, all joking aside, Canada, your place, Hawaii.
California.
Oh, man, jeez. What a season. Just. Our future's so bright, you're going to have to wear shades because
they're melted to your face.
Yeah, exactly. So scary. Speaking of scary, it kind of goes along with this week's topic. How is that for a transition, my friend?
That's what a professional does.
Those night classes have been paying off. And by night classes, I mean that's when I go to my correspondence school. Thank you, Sally Struthers. We are talking ghost stories once again, and we're talking to ghost stories because we had one recently. David did the wonderful job of reading it to you from our listeners, and we want more. Much like a crack addict, we want more, but in the form of your stories. How can they get them to us, fine sir?
You can send them to. Do you want these two weird, or do you want these two?
Yeah, let's do weird. It'll be good. Then. Okay. It'll be easy to pick out which is which.
Great. You can send them to weird@hysteria51.com, W-E-I-R-D, weird, at hysteria51.com.
Yeah, so you get those there. And also send your weird stories. That's why we were, do we want them there? Of course, because these ones won't have links probably. And I'm smart enough to tell what's what. I might have just
humble brag.
I might have just fooled myself into believing that.
Ha.
But yeah, so we thought we would come to you with some weird stories. I've got one of my own, something that Lisa and I have went through. It is our own personal story, and you're going to come at us with a story. But beforehand, man, I swear, if you watch television, there are so many ghost hunting shows and ghost this and ghost that. And now in Chicago, which I went to not too long ago, there's the Torture Museum. Why are ghost stories and the gift that just keeps on giving, do you think?
This is a torture museum in Chicago now?
Yeah, so it's right next to the Chicago Theater, and it is mannequins on torture devices throughout the ages. And I say mannequins, I mean they're like wax figures, yeah. Mannequins, whatever you want to call it, or people. I mean, I don't know. I didn't touch them. But yeah, pretty gruesome. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
There was a torture museum in maybe Edinburgh. We
you
almost
went
to it.
Just turned out to be a sex shop. You're like, fuck.
It was. that's just a tea house for the Scots. And they just get tea there. Mm-hmm. No, I don't get into that stuff, to be honest. It doesn't do anything for me. But a lot of people.
Are we talking about the sex shop or the torture? I'm so confused right now.
You know what? Roll your own dice on this one. I don't give a shit. But like, these places, they. To me, they're like true crime podcasts or like the really gory true crime stuff.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people love them. And I'm just like super indifferent to them.
Yeah. You know, I like a good ghost story, especially on like, I don't know why I like them on like podcasts and stuff, but I don't. I love the people out doing it. I don't love watching people over and over and over again go into places and going, did you hear that? Did you hear that? And the goriness, I dig like going, like I did enjoy the Torture Museum, but it's not like on my must see every time I go somewhere kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because it can be really cool or can skirt the line of being exploitative of insert whatever.
Yeah. 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 That's absolutely true. I think. And you know, this one in the one I was talking about in Edinburgh, they were very interactive with the audience, I guess, yeah. You know, they take you a tour through there and stuff, but then some people, they hook up to some of the machines.
I was just going
to
say, there's nothing more fun than a hands-on torture experience.
Interactive torture museum experience.
Interactive torture experience. And as you can see here, David is crying real tears of blood. If I wanted to see exploited people torturing and exploited people, I'd just go to the British Museum. Hey-o!
Wow.
Uh-oh.
I did actually do that, Brent. I did visit that.
I saw something online that said, they're like talking, they're like, what feels British but isn't? And someone said, everything inside the British Museum. Anyway, that's enough hate mail that we're going to get for the week. Yeah, guys, so we're going to tell you some ghost stories. I'm going to tell you mine. Producer Lisa Nyes, she's not here to correct me, so we're just going to pretend everything I say is absolutely the truth. So help me, Crom. And we're going to do that right after this break on Hysteria 51. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation, too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long-term, and it's something that it works, you know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this, and this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it, so... All you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
All right, and we're back, and this is my story time, and I've alluded to this a little bit before. I don't think I've told this story on here. I know I told it on a show or two before. I think Project Archivist had me on, and I told this. Anyway, so the first time I ever came to Lisa's house, all right, this is before we're married. It's the first time I'm setting foot in her house. She owns this house. We're sitting, we go into the kitchen, we're talking, and one of the lights dims, like goes out, comes back on. She's like, well, that's weird. That's never happened before. And I'm like, oh yeah. So nothing happens, leave, and doesn't happen again. Time goes by. We're dating, we're married, and we're living together. And we'd be sitting watching TV in our living room. And right above, so the whole house has a full house attic. The attic has a floor that is like a finished floor. You can walk on it, but the rest of it isn't finished. So we just use it for storage. But
is this your current house?
The house I live in right now. All right.
Okay.
There is one room upstairs that was finished, but it had no heating and air, but it was carpeted and insulated and has windows and all that stuff. That is what I made into the old studio. And so we have what they call like a mini split. It's that thing that goes outside. It looks kind of like a smaller air conditioner and it's heating and air and blah, 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 blah. So that's up there. Otherwise the rest of the rest of the attic is just open and storage. Anyway, I'm just painting a picture with all that. So we're sitting and we're watching TV. Or no, I'm skipping ahead. So the first time my dog's there and he starts barking at the back stairs that go up to the attic. Like barking, barking, barking. And we hear like a, and I don't know if you can hear that, I'm kind of banging on the desk next to me. And I'm like, someone's in the attic. Like I heard something. She heard something. The dog's going crazy. So I open the door. We go up, the dog and I. Dog runs upstairs and he's looking around. I'm looking around. There's nothing up there. Well, then after that, that room that was up here, the dog all of a sudden wants to be up there all the time. Wants to be in there. So if we're not home, we'd put him in there a lot. And that just became his like room. You know, he liked being in there. Not that weird. It's his own private area. He's got a little couch thing up there that he can lay on and stuff. Good for him, right? Good for him. He's away from everyone.
Bully for this fucking dog.
Yeah. Yeah, where's the dog?
In the attic.
So we're laying on the couch, like watching TV one time, and right above us, we hear bang, bang on the floor right above us. I mean, like someone stomps their foot. Fuck, someone's in the fucking attic, you know, like, oh my God, like there's no escaping it. I run upstairs looking, nothing. Dog's sitting there not doing a thing. Looking, nothing. All right. Days go by. We're watching TV. Bang, bang on the floor. Go upstairs. Nothing. Well, it goes enough that I just quit going upstairs. You know what I mean? Like it's happening enough. And it's happening enough that her and I are fighting about it. Not fighting, but like, what is it? I don't know. Well, what do you mean you don't know? Well, I don't know. What the fuck do you think it is? You know what I mean? Like, it's stressing us both out a little bit. So I'm like, maybe there's like a raccoon or something like up there. Like, I don't know what's going on. So we call an exterminator. So he looks and he's like, well, there's no entry points. He's like, a lot of times you'll have like a softening or blah, 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 blah. You have entry points. He's like, there's no walls for them to be in either up there. The one wall is exposed on the outside. But I'm going to put up live traps. I'm going to anchor a couple live traps to your roof. And if anything's getting up there, a possum, a raccoon, anything like that, it'll get we'll know. So he puts up traps and nothing. You know, he comes back like 3 days later, comes back a week later, nothing. He, you know, takes them down. And he's like, I don't think, you know, whatever's going on is, we didn't tell him there's banging and shit. You know what I mean? We thought maybe something in there and we could hear something up there. So he's like, whatever it is, I don't think it's an animal. We even thought about like frogging. I don't know if you've heard of frogging, like when someone lives in your walls and shit like that.
Oh, God, yeah.
But there's nowhere for them to be. There's no like...
So you think.
Well, but there's no room up there. You know what I mean? Like they're not in the walls. We don't have a space for them. And if they're up there, when you go up there, it's just one open space. You would see them. You know what I mean? There's nowhere to hide.
Could be in the Uber attic.
Which is the roof. They're just up the stairs on the roof with a tent and a fucking wheel to make it. And we don't have trees over our house, so it's not like things are jumping down. It's not the sound. It was, you know, it's not like scurry, scurry, scurry. It's like bang, bang, right?
Yeah.
So I am sitting in the living room one night watching television with Lisa, and the bang, bang happens, and I know this is going to sound like a line. I'm just going to tell you exactly what happened. And I go, fucking stop it. I'm sick of it. Knock this shit out. You know, I yell at it, whatever it is. And I shit you not, water hits the top of my head, like enough to wet my hair. Lisa looks at me and grabs my head as soon as it happens. And she's like, your head's wet. We put our shoes on and left the house. I fucking tucked tail like a fucking child. And I was like, nope, I'm cheesing out of here. We got the dog and we left for a few hours. It shook me. I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I decide that I'm going to call around in Chicago and find one of these maybe groups that investigate, right? And
oh, boy.
I find a group. I'm not going to name any names or anything like that.
When was this now?
This would have been. So we got married in 2013. So 2014, 2015. It's before I had started the podcast. So a long time ago, I mean, years ago, right? But, room was still up there. Like I'm talking about that. I ended up making into the studio, but all right. So the water thing was fucking weird. Right. And I will never forget because this group wants to come in and Lisa and I had just went to, we'd been on vacation and we went to, I forget where it was. I know it doesn't matter, but we got these little, like, two little gargoyle, like, little ceramic on their stone or whatever, like a big and little gargoyle. They're cute, and they're, like, we set them on the television the next day. So we set them there. The next day, this group's coming in. So it's a guy and a girl. They come in, and she's like, oh, the energy here. Number one, these are been bringing a lot of bad energy. And she points to these gargoyles that have been there, like, 12 hours. She's like, these right here need to go. These have been causing a lot of issues. And I'm like, okay. And I don't say, you know, Lisa and I like look each other and do like the eye roll thing, you know? So they go up to the room upstairs, which is directly above the living room where we'd hear like the banging. They put a tape recorder in there and we're in there a few minutes talking and they leave. Levi, we go downstairs and we just have a conversation. They come back up, they take the tape recorder and they leave. And like a day later, he's like, hey, we would like to do a investigation. I know when we came by the last time the dog wasn't there, things we picked up, blah, blah, blah. We want to do that. And Lisa and I are like, no, thank you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was free. We didn't pay him anything. This is evil and that. And, you know, no, go fuck yourselves. You know what I mean? Like, it left a bad taste in my mouth. And we didn't talk about it with a lot of people because, you know, when you talk about these things, people immediately eye roll and go, okay. You know what I mean? And I happened to tell a guy that I'd known from years ago when I was, you know, from school and stuff. And he goes, hey, there's this guy in Springfield. And he runs a place. He doesn't charge, but he kind of does this stuff. And, you know, I've had people that I've known that have talked to him and they did really, you know, they seemed to have liked him. And he's like a no nonsense, no bullshitter kind of guy. Why don't you call him? And I go, okay, all right, well, toss it around. And then I call him and I just say, hey, banging exterminators. You know, we arguing, blah, blah, blah. I got a hit on the hair and he's like, okay, cool. Give me like 30 minutes. I gotta send out feelers and all this shit. Or I don't know. I'm saying that like whatever he said.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, all right, well, I'll never hear from this fucking guy again. He calls back and he's like, hey, so your wife's grandpa died, right? Recently, like really recently. We're like, yeah. And he's like, so I feel like it was her parents moved a lot of his stuff into your attic. We're like, yeah. This is shit we hadn't said anything about. He's like, he's attached to that. And he was very sick with dementia and he's very embarrassed. So he's trying to reach out. You're the only one who's susceptible to that, me. And he's trying to get a hold of Lisa. He boated and he lived on a boat, like a houseboat and all this stuff. So his connection is to water. That's why he could do that. There's no water pipes above our living room. There's no water in the attic or anything like that. Like the hair on my arms and shit is like standing up. He goes, all you got to do, at least got to go upstairs and tell grandpa it's okay. And he goes, also, he wants to tell a Mary, whoever that is that he's sorry. He isn't like that. And he apologizes. So I get off the phone with him. I tell Lisa she's supposed to do that. And I'm like, who's Mary? And she's like, I don't know any Mary. Like, blah, blah. She calls her mom. Mary was his live-in nurse during hospice at the end.
Ugh.
Lisa goes up. Oh, and he says, don't worry. He'll probably come back, but he's going to leave. He might come back every once in a while on like a holiday or something like that. Fucking she goes upstairs. He goes, you can't be in there. She's just got to go talk to him. I don't know what she said. She came out and said it. Every once in a while, we hear a bang bang around like Christmas or Thanksgiving or something like that. Swear to God. How fucking crazy is that? Oh, and he says, this is what I forgot. You've also had some other weird things going on. That's another thing that's in your house. It's a person that lived there a long time ago. You don't want to get rid of them. They're good. He's like, you've had like lights go off and shit like that. I'm like, yeah, which I hadn't even said. Oh, that's someone else, but you want them there. They're like a good spirit. I'm like, all right. How fucking crazy is that story?
That's wild. Now, you know, that's the kind of stuff that I wish would happen to me so because I can have that perspective. Can't
believe it because you can't believe it, right? Yeah. I'm telling you, right? Like, can I tell you that?
So,
I know.
Now, you know, there's two parts to this, just thinking, you know, critically about it, is that a lot of this stuff somebody could find out somehow, but it doesn't explain that you got hit in the head with water. It doesn't explain that everything happens like he says it would, like it'll happen on holidays or
if
whatever.
If it hadn't been for the water, I would have written everything off.
Yeah, because you could probably find out a lot of information if you really know what you're doing. You know
and
what
this
I mean?
Is also, this... And I do want to stress, this is pre-show, so I wasn't out there putting my life online.
Yeah.
And that I really do.
I'm just wondering, like, yeah, if he were able to find out in information from names and get
quite possibly
into like who his caretaker was when mm-hmm. he was in hospice or whatever, stuff like that. It's doable. It's hard. It would
especially
be,
in like 20 minutes of never meeting me, not
right,
even knowing
right.
I was calling. But, I was like, what is that 20 minutes thing? He goes, so I have these. He told me this whole story, how he had like a near death experience, and then he started seeing things, and he thought he was going crazy when he was younger. He realized like he was seeing spirits, and they come to him, and he goes, it's the problem is, and this is how he explained it, he goes, when someone dies or something, then if they're stuck here, he goes, I'm a flashlight in the dark. Not just him, but anyone like that. And he goes, I don't like it. That's what he yeah. told me. He
you
goes,
hear
and here's
lot,
what
you know?
Need to know to me. He goes, her grandfather was coming to you because you have the ability to become this if you opened yourself. Please, by God, don't ever do that. And I'm like, yes, sir, please. Thank you. Never. I don't want that. I don't want that at all.
You don't want to be the Whoopi Goldberg of your area.
Well, right. You know, like, I mean, and whatever it was, but the banging is very serious, very real, you know. And the water thing, and it was, I'm not gonna lie, it strained our marriage. Not strained, but like, we're like arguing because we don't know what's happening. We felt helpless, and it's like bang bang, you know, and you're just like, what the fuck is going on, you know what I mean?
Hello,
kind of thing.
Are you there?
Oh, you still there?
Oh, boy. I just lost Brent. He must have gotten there? Taken.
You still there?
Oh, there you are. Did you?
I hit the table and unplugged shit.
I thought you got.
The ghosts got us.
Aren't you in? Yeah, well.
No, that's not what's going on. But no, so I was just like, wow, man, you know, like just what are you going to do? You know, so.
It's what's cool about it is that you got this stuff that is unexplainable. You could chalk it up to paranormal activity, mm-hmm. but you got more than that because then you got somebody who came, you know, out of nowhere
right.
and knew things that you hadn't said. And then you were able to kind of solve the problem through what he told you to do. And
he's like, I don't want money. That's not, you know, it wasn't like he was trying to get anything from us, which was, I thought that was pretty cool.
Have you ever had him on?
No. And I don't want to. And I know that sounds weird. Lisa and I talked about that. It was a very personal thing. And I don't want him to tell me any more than I don't want to know anymore about my own. You know what I mean?
Oh, I was just curious what other stories he had, not necessarily
probably fantastic.
You,
no, I get it. It was just like, I don't know if I want to go down that road kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know that sounds probably fucking stupid, you know, but.
Not necessarily. I mean, it obviously affected you and.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can understand that aspect. It's kind of like. When I had the past life regression kind of thing, I was like, I don't really want to share the mm-hmm. audio from that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it was recorded and stuff, you know. But and I it's just like, I don't think I believe it at all. I think I was led in my imagination at the time and came
that.
Up with stuff.
And I like
but,
what you
know, it was still personal.
Exactly. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. I was saying I liked what you said earlier, too. You go, I wish it would happen to me so I believed it. Because that's so true in so many things. I wish that I had it. Because if it doesn't happen, there's always the, well, okay, but that's what you say kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, for,
that's,
you
that's
know.
Completely wild. Now, I'm trying to think if there's any questions that aren't, you know, too personal to ask about
it
or anything.
Well, no, there's fine. Let's throw that out to the listeners. See if you guys have questions. Maybe I can answer. I'm not going to give the name of the group because I don't want to shame them. And I'm not going to give his name because he, you know, that's personal. You know, and he doesn't do this anymore, per se. You know, he's moved away from Central Illinois. But any other questions, I will answer you guys.
It's why the wildest thing about it to me would be that he was able to suss all this out remotely.
I started to say that. So what he said he does is he has these spirits that they're here and he talks to them and they go and talk and find things out. He's like, they're like not like detectives. They're like, he just in tune with everything and they tell him what's going on.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not like her grandfather was like, I'm coming to you, you know, or anything like that, or, you know, I guess I don't know exactly, but he says that's how he does it. He says the spirit's name are Bing and Google. No, I'm joking.
Jesus.
Jesus. Right. Anyway. Yeah, if you got questions, feel free to shoot them to us, and I'll do my best. Or if you got any questions
wild.
For Lisa or anything.
I mean, because, you know, let's say it's all true and everything that, and I'm not saying you're lying, I'm just saying what he's saying.
Right. Like, was I taken for a ride on this whole thing? Whatever he did, it made my house stop banging, so I'll take it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so let's say it's all true, then what? What does that then say about the state of reality for us? Does that mean then there are souls?
I asked him if he's a Christian, and he said yes. I did ask him that. I said, are you religious? And he said, yes. He said, but the one thing is, not everything on this plane is a demon and evil, like a lot of Christianity will tell you.
Not everything is what?
Evil. Like a
is
demon.
Evil, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And not everything just immediately goes to where they're supposed to be.
Huh. Interesting.
Whatever that means. Now, this isn't something I did not have hours of conversations or anything like this. This was all done through two phone calls and an email exchange afterwards, thanking him and having a short conversation.
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff I'd love to talk to him about.
Well, and I tried to find that. I believe it's in Lisa's email. I was trying to find the email that we sent back and forth. Not that much was said other than, you know, thank you and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
That's the kind of stuff I would like to know more about. Like, what can you suss out from the afterlife? And I think it's interesting to say not everything goes where it's supposed to.
He said, too, I remember talking to him, I said, you see this stuff. He said, it's weird because he goes, I will be in public and I will see like something attached to someone, something dark, and they don't even know. And he goes, I don't just go up to people and go, blah, 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 you know, like you've got this going, you know, most people don't want that. And unless they ask, I will not say anything because that's something that's not my place to do. And he goes, and when I was younger, I did.
That I might disagree with.
Well, he goes, and when I did, it caused a lot of issues, so I just don't do it.
Yeah, well, I guess. I wonder, well, yeah, I mean, there's just so many questions, right?
Like, right, you know.
Everything opens up to
the
next
question. I did
ask him
why my dad loved Hee Haw, and he said it wasn't any of my business, so... Obviously,
I'm sure he's sparing you some details.
That's probably one of those things. Some answers just aren't ready for us mere mortals. On that note, let's go to break. We come back. We got one more short one. Maybe less beggings and water. Maybe not. We'll see. And I'm going to give you my list of 10 books to read or listen to if you're into that such thing of the spooky world that I'm a fan of, if you want to dive into that. That's coming up after the break on Hysteria 51. You didn't get any spectral water dripped on you during that break, did you, sir?
It wasn't water.
I knew it. We're like the whore ghosts that like, oh, someone needs to look at my titties. Rubbing my titties. Like, I need that Ray ghost from Ray and Ghostbusters where she's give him a BJ. Like, Where's the 90s trap house ghost that like died like at a rager? Anyway, you said you had some friends over and you guys shared
ghost stories. I went to a friend's house Sunday night and we had a paranormal night of sorts. Of course, I told them about the film coming out and everything and that, you know, they're excited to see it here on the 16th of September.
I was just telling some people locally about it and they're like, why is everything a triangle? I'm like, I think it's just because Bermuda Triangle and like, you know, the Ansa Borrego Tetrahedron or whatever the word
is.
That's
the thing. We had that
good
conversation. Yeah. We were like, is the Borrego trapezoid sounds kind of
I shit
nerdy.
You not. The Missouri rhombus will knock your Aunt Connie's socks off. It's so terrifying.
The Nebraska isosceles triangle. Yeah. I mean, that's that part of the reason why everything is a triangle is because everything's a triangle.
Right. Well, yeah. Everything is a triangle if you just pick three spots. It's perfect.
Exactly. But, yeah, we talked about the film, but then people would show up and tell ghost stories and encounters they've had. And, you know, it was really fun and fascinating, the stories that people came up with. And there was quite a few UFO reports, accounts, happenings, experiences around here, like literally at the mountain I can see out my window.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, no, it's super. It makes me kind of want to be like, hey, should we like try to go up there and shoot some film.
That would be fun, you know, to go up in the go up in the mountains and
camp and
just set up a tripod and see what we catch on camera.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
And that's going to be on our OnlyFans. That's
one of the stories somebody told was he was camping up there alone and got this weird feeling. And then he said this bright light, almost like a floodlight or something, kicked up behind him. And he froze and didn't want to turn around. You know, he just felt, I shouldn't turn around. And then he said he got this telepathic message. Something started talking to him.
No shit.
And kept saying, turn around. Just turn around and see us. And he was like, no, fuck off. Get out of my head. Go away. And finally, the light went off and they stopped talking to him. And he said, after the light went off, he kind of slowly turned around and saw some sort of something in a little bit of light melting into the ground.
Now, he did, almost he heard like this they, in his head, he said the whole time. He said it was telepathic.
He heard these he something hear, talking to him.
Did he say he heard anything? Like was it making like a ship, a craft, or nothing?
No sounds or anything other than just this voice saying, turn around, we want you to see us, we want you to know this, or something like that. And then when he turned around, he saw something melting like into a puddle into the ground.
Sounds like every time I get out of the shower and Lisa's in the bathroom, like, turn around and look. And she's like, I don't want to see it. I'm like, turn around, look at this. And it looks a lot like melting also, but very differently. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry for that visual that's going to live free in all of your minds now. No, that's
we need this.
Man, what a personal and weird. I will say the first few times, like when I heard something, I did charge up there like an idiot. And then the one time when I got wet, that sounds weird, but when I got the water, I'm like, nope, deuces, whoop, 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 and cheesed it right out of there, you know. So, oh man, like, and that's like, what do you do? And you're him, you're in that situation. Where do you think you would have turned around?
I would have tried probably to listen to my gut, you know, my instinct in that situation. I would like to think that in any given situation like this, including like yours with getting dripped on and stuff,
right,
or bukkake'd or whatever you got, I would
wonder why I heard a spectral voice go yeet and
arigato.
Oh, ski, 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 ski.
From the window to the wall. I would like to think if in that situation I would face it and try to, you know, calmly find out more information, I guess. I mean, fuck it. What do I got to lose, you know?
Right. Yeah. Right.
So, man. Yeah, I would. I don't know. I would have been fighting with myself to turn around, I think.
Yeah.
Just to see, just to be like, okay, well, what is this? Maybe they're going to eat me or steal my soul or hook me up to the nope machine or whatever. But
Right. I don't know. I think when it's in your head like that, it's like somehow even scarier. Am I trying to say that? Is that right? Is that, you know, it's scarier because it's like way more personal. Like, we're here. We know where you are. We're here in your mind.
Something that has the ability to do that. What else can it do? You know?
Well, I mean, and you're by yourself. So if someone says turn around, I think you should, because every now and then you get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
That's
so
right.
Turn around. Oh, that's my addition to that
story.
And
then you see the look in their eyes. Bright eyes at that.
Turns around, that was just a total eclipse of the heart. So it's pretty normal.
We were all of us deceived.
Everyone at home's like, I hate this fucking show. Yeah, man, I don't know. Like, in your mind is, I don't know if it's scarier to me or something, you know, and especially when you're by yourself too.
Well, that's why I'm like, if something did that in my mind, I'd be like, hey, let's have a conversation. You know?
Right. Like, hold up.
Okay, you can. Yeah, like I understand what telepathy is. Well, yeah. Might as well let's just talk. Let's see if I can find anything out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are you? What are you doing? Can you send me a picture of yourself mentally?
Right. Yeah, right? You know, or yeah, I am.
Or like, what do you want? Hey, can you take me up in your ship and like get me the fuck off this planet?
Well, it's the joke that you and I have made of for a long time. We like when the woman was on here and she was talking about I speak telepathically to these aliens, and we're like, can we? And she's like, sure. And we even off the show opened our minds, and I didn't hear a damn thing. But that doesn't mean it's not true. It just wasn't our truth.
Now, what do you think? How does that square with this guy that you talk to, who apparently is open to stuff like this, and there isn't like a heaven per se. It's just
I wish I'd had more. And I wish I had been doing the show for over 7 years at that time, because I've been like, all right, sit down, fool, because I'm licking the proverbial end of the pen as I'm getting ready to write down like all my questions.
Right.
Like I got, okay, and this and that is other dimensions and this and who are they from and what are aliens and blah, 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 this and that.
Tell me information.
And he's like, I know I don't charge, but fuck you. I don't know, man. Yeah, I have so many questions in the world of that. We get a lot of those types of people that reach out to be on the show, and I don't have them on so much because I've watched some of their other interviews and they're very woo-woo-y, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's probably wrong on my book, right? You know, because I've even had one of these situations, and one of those people, for better or worse, helped us through our situation. But it came to me naturally, not in through like an infomercial or a book or something like that. But then again, and this is something I always used to bitch at fucking Goforth for, just because someone writes a book doesn't mean they're bad. If you're good at something, why not fucking talk about it? You know, like there's it's not inherently bad to make a buck. I don't just write those people off per se.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just like you said, and it's true, and I'm on the other end of this, and you're like, I wish it happened to me so I could 100% believe it. Exactly. And then, you know, as soon as I had those professional, you know, investigators in, I was like, ugh, nope. Lisa and I are both like, gross. And the whole, just the, off the fucking, oh, I'm overweight. Spoiler. And she's like, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of times reaching out and you probably need to watch your sugar better because you're diabetes. I go, I'm not diabetic. She's like, I'm probably getting that cross with someone else nearby. I'm like, you ignorant fuck. Like, just gross.
Hilarious.
Thanks. Well, I'll be the fatty over here for a while. You guys keep talking about our fucking 12-year-old statues that are evil. Just no, didn't like it. It was just so fake, her in the right from the beginning.
It's interesting.
Go ahead, sorry about that.
You got both perspectives on that. You got that bullshit one,
right?
And then you got one that was like, oh, this is legit.
Yeah. And it was just such a juxtaposition of, I saw both ends of the spectrum, so to speak.
Yeah.
All right.
Crazy. Now, let me add one more question for you. What would it take for you to open yourself to try?
Not interested.
Like what? But something would do it, right?
The death of someone close to me or no, I don't even know. That's such a cliched answer. Severe boredom.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll take that. I don't mean that as a joke. I mean, like, I would have to be like, man, something's got to change or I'm... What am I trying to say here? It would take a lot.
Yeah, I get you.
Because it sounds like torture. Like the way he made it sound, night and day and constantly just see. If, you know, maybe he's full of shit and it's all a lie, but he just made it sound like, you know, it's just like you're just opening up. It's like you all of a sudden you can see in other color spectrums or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
How do you describe those colors to someone who can't see those colors?
Right.
And maybe they don't want to see those colors. And they don't believe that those colors exist. I don't know. You know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it is that simple. Maybe they're just seeing light spectrums a week. I don't know. Now I'm going into science.
That's a fun thought.
10 books I put together, kids, for if you guys want to read about ghosts. These are kind of your, these are in no typical order that, or no particular order. These are just some of the books I've read in the past that I really, really liked, that I think if you like ghost stories and you want to read about fictional stuff, nonfiction, all that stuff, here's a good start. And like I said, this is not 1 to 10 in order of anything. But number one, The Haunting of Hill House, Shirley Jackson. Ever read it? Ever been around that?
No.
The Shining.
Shirley Jackson's a good author.
Right. The Shining by, I can't put my name on him, something. I want to say Steve.
wait, it's Storied Queen?
Yeah, that's what it is. No, The Shining by Stephen King. The Amityville Horror by Jay Anson, and I have an asterisk on there. Go listen to our Amityville episode, and you understand why. Go also listen to our Warrens episode. You understand even more why, but it's a fun book. And then you can read about 9,012 books on the Amityville house and the Amityville this and the Amityville that, but it's good. Now, here's one that I think we've all experienced, and I loved it as a child. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Heyo.
By Alvin Schwartz. There was like, I had like three of those as a kid.
Three, yeah.
And
you can get them all in one collection now.
They are just fantastic, and they're actually scary.
Yeah.
I say for kids, they're scary stories. you know, another one, if you like a lot of stories, The Complete Stories of Edgar Allan Poe. You can find his whole complete all in one spot. That's fantastic. The Monkey's Paw by W.W. Jacobs, another fantastic story that a lot of people have probably heard some pieces of.
I've read it before.
Anything by Ray Bradbury, Halloween Tree, you know, and anything. I'm not going to go down that whole road. Just read from him. The Canterville Ghost by Oscar Wilde. Oscar Wilde, you know, you got to know what you're getting into if you're reading from him. It's an Oscar Wilde story. It's flowery and foreign, and it's a lot of fun, though. Another, I got to give the king another one, Stephen King, Pet Sematary. Fucking scared the shit out of me as a kid. I read the book and the movie. They're both scary to me. And we all know the ground's sour. Book of Blood by Clive Barker. I picked that one, but Hellbound Heart is fucking fantastic. Just Clive Barker is a master of horror. And The Heart-Shaped Box by Joe Hill. So
nice.
I was kind of, I put about six of these on my list. I looked up and there's like all these lists of like 10 and 20, and every one of these was on pretty much every list.
Yeah.
So it's not the most original, but these are the ones that I've read and I really like at one point in time. There's a lot of older Stephen King, the one-offs that are just they're all great. But I always tell people start with some of the old Stephen King and work your way up, and it's really good.
Nice.
So that's been my ghost story and David's ghost story. Where are yours? Get them to us. Weird at hysteria51.com. We'd love to read them for you, or if you want to talk to us about, send us emails, you know, send us, write them out, however you want to do it. Send us a voicemail and then, we can talk to you. Probably easiest through email. Let's just do email. weird@hysteria51.com. And while you're doing that, don't forget to go to hysteria51.com. You can find links to everything on there, including a click on there to leave us your voicemails. And 773-669-7277 is the number. Again, 773-669-7277. And as long as we're on a geometry kick, talking about triangles, you're on tour here very soon with some of your Anso Borrego triangle goodies. What's all going on in that aspect?
Yeah, we are premiering, world premiere this Thursday. So 2 days from recording this.
Yeah, so
this is going
out tomorrow on Wednesday. So the day after.
The day after, I'll be in Idlewild, California, showing people what we have put together.
Sweet. And you got to see Joplin, Missouri's coming up. And,
yeah. Yeah.
Where else you got going?
We got
on?
One in Coshocton, Ohio, if they can figure out how to play the movie. Apparently, there's some trouble with how they actually play stuff. They have one very specific way they play movies, and it since we're not a big name company or whatever, we don't have the equipment.
How dare you not put your life savings into that, you ass?
Yeah, but anyway, so hopefully in Coshocton and then in Crested Butte on September 16th.
Crested Butte, Colorado, the wildflower capital of the world, or at least Colorado.
That's what they like to say.
That's awesome. So hopefully you guys can get out and see David and you pinch him. He likes that. He really likes to be pinched. Don't smell him.
We won't say where.
Don't smell him. It's not that you can't afford it. You just don't want to. All right. Well, stay haunted, friends out there. With that said, I'm in Brent.
I've been David.
And thankfully, it's been quiet on the robot front.
Woo. It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh. If it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.